give me the words. Make it plain and clear to me. Give me the word. It's a light that I might see. Give me the word.
Give me the word, an outreach of Restoration Church Valcarron. Visit us online at restorechurch.ca. Now let's join Pastor Jeff Edwards as he brings us a word of encouragement, hope, and restoration for today.
Well, good morning. This is Jeff Edwards. Thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word broadcast. Remember, Give Me the Word is brought to you to help establish you in faith, to settle you, to put you beyond doubt, and bring you into a favorable position. This weekend is the third weekend of the month, and we're going to be right there in Sault Ste. Marie as we are every third weekend. But a special note to you about it. We begin at 5:30. This weekend, 5:30, we begin and go live across the great network at 6. And also, the other exciting thing we've got going on, Wednesday night, that's right, tonight, we have something very special that I believe is going to impact your life. I have with me in the studio right now, Kevin Service, and he's you're very familiar with Kevin all across this great network. And Kevin, you're going to be getting something tonight that I want you to give a personal invitation to everybody to come be part of.
Yeah, tonight at Restoration Church at 7 o'clock, we're going to be delving into New Testament Survey. And maybe you're wondering, well, what is New Testament Survey? Well, really is a quick 8-week summary or overview or survey of the New Testament. And maybe you're asking yourself, well, why is that important? And when Jeff and I were talking about that just a little while ago, we believe in that in today's world that there is increasingly kind of an illiteracy towards Bible and Bible knowledge and all of those kinds of things. So it's actually very, very imperative that you know the books of the Bible, a little bit of the historical reference in terms of when they were written, especially the authorship in terms of who wrote these books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Gospels to start with. Sometimes, Jeff, we think of those Gospels that they were written by the 12 disciples. I've heard people say that. You know, four of the 12 disciples wrote books of the Bible. Well, in actuality, Matthew, the tax collector, was a disciple of Jesus Christ. Mark was a cousin of Barnabas, and so he went on missionary trips with Paul and Barnabas, and so he wrote after the fact. Luke was a doctor who, again, went on missionary trips with Paul, so he wrote a gospel after the fact, and also wrote the book of Acts as well. And then we have John. He is a disciple who Jesus loved. And so two of the four are actually disciples. The other two are missionaries who decided to write a gospel after the fact.
You know, one of the things that I want you to understand, you know, as you're thinking about this tonight, and I'm speaking directly to you right now, you know, you're looking at things and you're going, boy, how does the Bible impact my life? Is the Bible really true? How does it all connect together? What difference will the Bible make in my faith today in the way I live? Well, the Bible tells us in 2 Peter chapter 1, in verse 2, it says it this way, "Grace and peace be yours in the abundance through the knowledge of God and our Lord Jesus Christ." You know, there's something that as we were discussing it earlier today, Kevin, we were talking about, you know, how knowledge and information is so overwhelming to people today, but yet they have no real stability and foundation to get them through the tough things in life. You know, as you listen to this great network, one of the things that we have here is the prayer line, because people go through real struggles and they need to connect with a real God. How does knowing the Bible help you connect with God?
Well, really what you're trying to do is come to a knowledge, as that verse says, a knowledge of God, a knowledge of Jesus. And Jesus is identified in the Old Testament. St. Augustine had really something amazing to say back thousands of years ago. He said, "The new is in the old concealed, the old is in the new revealed." And understanding that is that the New Testament, especially Jesus, is seen in the Old Testament scriptures, but he's actually revealed in the New Testament. So what we are seeking to go after is a revelation of who Jesus is. We were talking a little earlier about the nature of Christ, and there's a heavy emphasis in these days about grace, 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 and love, and all of those are really important things. But also the Bible says that he was full of grace and truth, John 1 says. So it's important to get a balance in terms of the Word of God, who Jesus is, understand the nature, the attributes of Christ, and come to a knowledge of who Jesus is. Paul says, in Philippians, I want to know him, the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, all of those things. How do we know Christ? Well, we know Christ through the Word of God.
You know, it's really interesting that you should quote Augustine on that, because I have quoted that, Kevin, for so long, I forgot where I ever heard it. I don't know if it was one of my teachers that said it, or I actually, you know, had read where from his works or whatever. But you're talking about one of the church fathers that had a true understanding that was very close to the time of Christ, okay? Mm-hmm. And when you look at generations. And folks, I want you to understand, we were sharing something a moment ago, and I read Kevin a scripture, and we were just like both so amazed at it. And it says in Isaiah 33 in verse 6, it says, "He will be the sure foundation for your times, a rich store of salvation, wisdom, and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure." You see, I've been preaching on breakthrough. I've been preaching breakthrough. One of the things about breakthrough is a sudden advancement in knowledge or technique or something that just, it was always there, but it's just become alive to you right now. You need a breakthrough in your life. You're dealing with the real struggles of life. You know, perhaps you're sick. Perhaps you've lost a job. Perhaps there's relational issues going on. Perhaps there's financial issues going on. And you're asking yourself, well, how does a New Testament survey, getting an understanding of the New Testament, help me today? Well, folks, I want you to know that as we open this up, Kevin's going to be spending 8 weeks. You know, if I told you right now, 8 weeks would change your life, and at the end of the 8 weeks, you would have every key you need to operate in success all the days of your life, would you give 8 weeks of your life to learn that? And you're looking at what, Kevin, approximately an hour and a half?
Mm-hmm.
So beginning this week, well, tonight at 7 o'clock, make the effort to be there, Restoration Church 1621. Kevin's going to be conducting the Bible study. Kevin, as you open the Bible study up to people, how are they going to be familiar with the Scriptures enough to make a difference in their life?
Well, I think, first of all, what we want to do, just based on the format of the evening, Jeff, is just to give them an opportunity to study some Scripture right then and there. Maybe people have not had the opportunity, or maybe they're new believers, or maybe they've been on the road for a while, but they don't take the opportunity to actually delve into a Scripture and actually study it. We're going to be recommending that people, at home and during their leisure time, get themselves a Bible dictionary and get themselves a strong concordance, or find a lexicon on their computer so that they can check the original language and what the word means. You know, we live in an interesting age, and we talked about some of the versions and paraphrases that exist today, and some of the meaning seems to get lost in the translation, if you know what I mean. And it's always good. I remember when I first started preaching, Jeff, back, 20 years ago, the guy who was kind of mentoring me, he said, pick a few verses and preach textually from those. And he says, get yourself a Strong's, because this is kind of before the day when everything was on computer. And so I would do that. I would pick out like 18 or 20 verses out of what I was preaching, go to the original language in the Old Testament's Hebrew, in the New Testament's Greek, check out what the original word is. And it's mind-boggling when you go back to the original language and find out what that means. And so we're really aiming at study the word to find what it means and how does it apply to my life. I like that verse. I think Paul wrote in the New Testament, he says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You could preach that whole verse right there, because mm-hmm. there's so many aspects to that. But the last part of it is really, really vital, that you're rightly dividing the word of truth.
You know, Kevin, that's 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 you're talking about there. And one of the things that people ask the question, if the Bible is true, how come we have so many different denominations and so many different interpretations of Scripture? And how can I know? I'm a Christian, you know, and I'm confused. How can I know what's the truth of the Bible? How can I know that?
And I think that's the end of that verse really sums up the reason for why there's, I think, 30,000 different denominations in our world today. I'm talking about Protestant churches. I think the figure is around 30,000 denominations, which is mind-boggling. But I think a lot of it has to do with the perception of truth. and the balance of truth and that kind of thing? Are we teaching a balanced word? And are some people finding something to their liking, and are they going off on a direction that suits them? And I think that's really the origins of denomination, where I find something a little bit different to my liking, and I want to pick up on that and go with it. But the importance of really, really finding the balance of truth and love in your Christian life is vitally important.
You know, one of the things I'd like to take a moment for, and, you know, of course, across this great network, and you're enjoying listening to this right now, you have questions, you're wondering, is this for me? Can I partake? And, of course, we want to invite everyone. This is not about a church. It's about the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And one of the things I did, one of the most respected programs and ministry for Christianity is Focus on the Family.
Mm-hmm.
And Focus on the Family has a link here, and it says 5 reasons why the Bible is relevant today.
Mm.
And they said, number one, it's a living book.
Mm.
Number two, they said, the wisdom of the Bible is timeless.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're dealing with tough situations, you know, that family member, that sickness, that you're needing a breakthrough, the wisdom of the Bible is timeless. They said the accuracy of the Bible. I forget who I was listening to the other day, but they were talking about there's more historical proof that the Bible, okay, is real and solid than any other historical writings there are.
Mm-hmm.
Yet we'll believe these other historical writings, but we won't take the Bible because we don't know it. The accuracy of the Bible, as I said, the message of the Bible is clear, compelling and relevant today, and the values and truth of the Bible are eternal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is from Focus on the Family, and I think they do a great job at declaring the Word of God and getting into people's practical lives with relevant Christianity. And ultimately, at the end of this 8 weeks, you're going to have an overall understanding of New Testament doctrines, theology. I believe you're even going to get an understanding that it's okay to have different viewpoints on certain things, because
sure,
we can still agree on Jesus, right?
Absolutely. And that's the important thing, is that we believe in the essentials, we agree on the essentials, and those that are not essential to doctrine, we agree to disagree sometimes. But we're going to start out probably tomorrow night in our discussion around the table, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Restoration Church. Tonight at 7 o'clock. I got my nights mixed up here, but it is tonight, Wednesday night at 7 o'clock at Restoration Church, and there is going to be a time of discussion. That's important for you to know, because it's not going to be all teaching. I'm going to have a little bit of teaching there, probably for 20, 25 minutes, something like that, but I want to leave lots of time, because I think it's important for people to engage each other around the table in discussion. Sometimes people find out more about the Bible by talking it out and hearing the opinion of somebody else around the table, rather than listening to the teacher all the time. And so that's a really important aspect. And what I want to do is just to delve back into some of the Old Testament and bring out a revelation of Jesus to present day. So I'm going to begin with something like Genesis 3. 3 chapters into the Old Testament, you have Genesis 3:15. I was looking at it this morning. Theologians call this the proto-evangelism, proto-evangeli, or something like that. It means the forerunner of evangelism of the Christ. And it's the curse on the enemy, it says, the seed of the woman will be in enmity with your seed, the seed of Satan, and he will bruise him, but he will crush your head. And so you have in there the essence of the strife and contention that goes on between the seed of the woman, who ultimately is Jesus. And so that whole picture points forward to a time when Jesus will come, and there will be this gigantic contention and strife with the enemy that will culminate with the cross. And so if you're not aware of those kinds of things, you could easily glance over that and just say, well, that's not applicable to me. There's nothing happening in that verse that's significant, but it's a significant verse that forecasts the coming of Christ.
You know, when we were talking about you know, earlier when I read out of Isaiah 33, where it says he'll be the stability or the foundation of our times. We live in a day when everything's shifting and shaking. We live in a day that, you know, people will say, you know, biblical prophecy is being fulfilled all around us. Wars, rumors of wars, pestilence, sickness, disease, earthquakes, all of these things going on. And we live in a day that the Bible is more relevant today than ever before. And I want to encourage you, as you're listening to us, that Word of God brings strength to your life. You see, in the Word of God, there's peace. In the Word of God, there's joy. And I love this statement that Focus on the Family made, and they said this: those who reject the Bible as irrelevant say the Bible no longer fits our culture. Rather, our culture has rejected the principles of the Bible. Hmm. You know, folks, I'd like to say it this way. You know, here we are. I'm a Christian. I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, the Bible is my book, my rule book for life. God tells us in 2 Peter that he gives us the Bible that gives us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. The Bible is filled with, you know, timeless wisdom on family and prosperity and health and reconciliation of restoration of relationships. The Bible is full of all this. And the world, if you will look at the world, what they'll do is they'll pick out one principle from the Bible. Mm-hmm. They'll take the scripture portion out of it, use the principle, and all of a sudden they've built these huge business empires about teaching you how to have success in one arena of life. Well, if you get a hold of the Bible and you get a hold of Jesus Christ, he'll bring you an abundant life in every one. And you've got to know who the Jesus of the Bible is. Mm-hmm. That's why as you walk them through the Gospels, they see how it connects. And then how the New Testament connects to the Gospels as a transitionary, and then how the Old Testament all comes together. We need to understand, and I want you to take the time right now, and I want to extend that invitation. I'm going to be there right there with Kevin tonight, and I'm going to enjoy. I love the Word of God, and I'm going to be right there. I invite you, come out. I'd like to pray with you. I'd like to meet you tonight at 7 o'clock. We're going to go from 7 to 8:30. We're going to begin an 8-week series on the New Testament survey so you can get an overall foundation and a solid place to build. Or if you're already familiar with the Bible, bring somebody with you, okay? Or just come out and enjoy the Word. And Kevin, as I said before, this is available to our entire family network here all across the North. But obviously, those of you that are here in Greater Sudbury can make it there at 7 o'clock tonight. We want to encourage you. Kevin, when it comes to the New Testament, how has it impacted your life and viewpoints by having an understanding like you do?
Well, that's an interesting question. And I was telling you a little earlier, Jeff, about one of my first experiences of being raised in a Christian home. And I virtually went to Sunday school probably every Sunday from the time I was 5 right into adolescent life or into adult life. And so I got lots of Bible teaching, and I understood some of the Bible stories, some of the principles of the Word of God. I remember when I was 10 years old, I memorized the first 10 or 12 verses of Matthew 5, the Beatitudes: blessed are the poor in the spirit, blessed are those who mourn, you know, and all of the Beatitudes. But as I think back now as a 10-year-old, did I really understand, first of all, who was talking there? Did I understand that those were red letters, that Jesus was actually talking there? And if I did I understand what it means to be poor in spirit? And all of those kinds of things. Did I fully understand the Word of God? And the answer is probably not. As a child, you don't understand all of those things. But as you grow in your relationship with Christ and you study the Word of God, you begin to have a revelation as to the nature of God and who Jesus is and how he impacts your life. And you live out your Christian life based on the Word of God. And along the way, you might have had some presumptions or perceptions about how the Christian life is, but those kind of get changed or altered a little bit depending on the circumstances of life you go through. You might have had a belief system that maybe was a little bit faulty in some areas, and you start to recognize, that's what the Word of God means when you go through the trials and the difficulties, and you delve into the book of Job and to other kinds of texts that are there specifically for those reasons, and you start to understand, even as Job said, I thought I understood some things about you, God, but in the end, I didn't really know what I was talking about. So the Word of God is so vital for a working understanding of who Jesus is.
You know, one of the you talk about Job, and one of the great scriptures in Job that revolutionized my life and gave me an understanding of how to have victory is this. Job 3:25 says, "The thing which I greatly feared has come upon me." Mm-hmm. And see, I've learned the difference between faith and fear. I've learned that where the love of God is, fear is eradicated in my life. I've learned that all victory, Jesus wants us to have victory in life. And folks, I want to encourage you right now that the breakthrough that you're looking for, the breakthrough that I'm preaching about and talking about, the breakthrough that is yours, this is for you. This isn't for someone else. You may say, well, I don't know if I can make it tonight. Make an effort to be there tonight to begin something, because there's something about putting God first in our lives. I want to encourage you that the New Testament survey is not about information, it's about revelation. It's about a solid foundation, because that's what we're talking about, right, Kevin? Mm-hmm. Without a solid foundation and understanding of Scripture and the Word of God, then you're living on all, shall I just say it this way, junk food?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're eating a lot, but you're never satisfied. You're eating a lot, but there's no real health.
Mm-hmm.
You're eating a lot, but you're not seeing breakthrough, or you're not having peace in your life. This will help you get breakthrough by understanding the New Testament. If I could encourage you to do anything that would make a breakthrough happen in your life, if you'll just take this as a personal invitation from me today, that you would come join us tonight. And you know, Kevin and I talked about it. If we have one person, if your life, that's right, if just your life is impacted and changed, it's worth it all. I know, Kevin, it's on your heart to constantly see discipleship and, you know, how does the church look and how does the church be impactful? But we all have to come back to the basis of the Word of God.
Yeah, we absolutely do. And that scripture that talks about that all scripture is God-breathed, the God moved the writers to write the very books of the Old Testament, the New Testament. It's profitable for instruction and correction and rebuke. It's profitable for all of those things in our life. And you talked about that some people want to partake of the junk food or the thing that kind of, you know, settles their fancy, or the thing that they find palatable, I guess. I find a lot of people want to pursue the prophetic, the end time prophecies, you know. And of the New Testament, they might gravitate toward Revelation. Because that kind of suits their fancy in terms of, well, let's talk about the 144,000 or, you know, those kinds of issues. Who is the beast and when is the beast appearing and all those kinds of thing. And those are all fascinating things. But we have to have, like you said, a solid foundation based on the Gospels, on the book of Acts, the history of the church, on the letters of Paul, on the general epistles. And then finally, we'll get to Revelation and talk about some of the prophetic. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to spend one lesson out of eight talking about that. And so there's so much more to lay a solid foundation in our lives.
I want to encourage you that, you know, this solid foundation of the Word, remember, He'll be the stability of the times. You know, a lot of people are blown about by every wind of doctrine, the latest, greatest fad, this and that. But the Bible says very, very clearly that Jesus is the one that is the author and finisher of our faith. So the more we learn about Jesus, the more we know about our faith. And this is about a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, growing in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus mm-hmm. Christ. You know, as we look at Scripture, it says in 2 Peter verse 1:8, it says, "For if you possess these qualities and continue to grow in them, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." Mm. And it's talking about we have a charge before God to continually grow in the knowledge of Him, to be hungry for His Word. His Word is the stability of our times. You know, whatever you're facing right now, whatever battle you're in, and I know we all have a battle, the Word of God. You say, how does a New Testament survey help me? It builds a solid foundation. If you ask anybody that has had success in sports, they'll tell you it's the foundation that makes the difference. Mm-hmm. When you go into the prophetic, you've got to have an understanding of the foundation. Mm-hmm. When you want to learn how to do battle, you have to have an understanding of the foundation of who you are in Christ. When you learn how to difference between when you should stand and when you should be aggressive in your faith, you've got to learn the Word of God. Shall I say it this way, puts the boundaries on things in our life so that we have a sure direction. You know, Kevin, I find a lot of people lack direction because they're unsure of who they are in Christ, mm-hmm. on what the Word of God says is ours, and on what's for today and what's for tomorrow.
Yeah, and that getting back to Isaiah 33, that God is the stability of our times, and these are interesting times, as we talked about already. Truth is in jeopardy right now. We live in a generation and society where truth is relevant. Jeff's truth may not be my truth, and your truth may not be my truth. And so there's, it's relevant to our situation and to who we are and all those things. But there is a truth that's found in Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. What did he mean when he said that? He meant that there was absolute truth to be found in him. And so getting back to that scripture you just read about to be productive, we don't want to be unproductive or ineffective, not in ministry, but it says in the knowledge of who Jesus is. And so I want to be productive. I want to be effective in my knowledge of Christ and understand truth.
You know, John 17:3, Kevin, says this, and this is life eternal, that they might know you, the only true God.
Mm.
You know, we're Christians. You know, perhaps you're listening to this program right now and you're not sure about this Christian journey. Well, you know, this would be a great place to start. Come out and learn more. We want you to be able to learn more about Christ and make a decision based out of true faith and that you have decided to follow Jesus because you know who he is. So for the next 8 weeks, we're going to be starting tonight with a New Testament survey. Kevin's going to be conducting it. I'm going to be there. I just think it's really going to be an awesome time of learning. I'd like to invite you personally. Come on out tonight. Put everything else on hold. Just come out tonight, and you will make some new friends, perhaps. Mm-hmm. And Kevin, once again, I'd like to just encourage folks that it's not just for Restoration Church.
No, it's open to everyone, anyone who may want to come. And maybe you're just kind of searching. You're listening to this broadcast today, and you're thinking, I'm not sure about my Christian faith. I'm not even sure if I have faith. And this is a good opportunity for you to come because— You know, the Bible says that when you accept Christ, the Spirit comes to indwell you, and he will lead and guide you into all truth, the Bible says. And maybe you're saying right now, I don't even know what truth is. I'm confused right now. I'm totally confused about my life and direction in life and all those things. But he wants to come and to indwell you and to lead you and guide you into all truth.
You know, when you say that, I'm thinking of Pilate when he referred to Jesus standing right there looking at Jesus and says, what is truth, you know, and he's looking truth square in the face. Your truth is coming to you. There's a time and a point in your life, not someone else's life, not your mom, not your dad, not your sister, your brother, your aunt, your uncle, your friends, but there's a time for your life. Mm. I'm talking to you about your life. I can assure you of this, that a decision to learn more about the Bible will bring stability into your life, will bring a revelation of how to live that eternal life that God has for you in peace and joy. It will give you the strength to overcome. The wisdom is timeless that you'll learn. The solid foundation over the next 8 weeks will so impact your life that I believe from this point on, you'll walk into greater breakthroughs every single day. And so I want to encourage you, tonight we begin at 7 o'clock, Restoration Church. You know, what do you need to bring? Bring yourself. We've got plenty of Bibles. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll make sure you have a Bible. That's not a problem. Kevin's going to teach you some great tools. And, you know, on the internet, you know, you have the capability right now of all these great tools at our fingertips mm-hmm. to make studying so fun and enjoyable. Kevin, I know you're a student of the Word, and I know you love the Word. So we've got about a minute here that I just really want you to let them know how this New Testament will change their life.
Well, I think the biggest thing is the revelation of Jesus Christ. I think as you come and begin to study and to hear the Word and to discuss around the table the principles of the Word of God, and also to make a link with the Old Testament and see Jesus revealed in the Old Testament, and as you let the Spirit of God begin to work in your life, you'll begin to understand how all of this can make a positive effect for change and for the truth to come and to indwell your spirit and your heart today.
You know, go ahead and invite all your friends that have listened to you for years, mm-hmm. Kevin, on the network. Just give that personal invitation to them.
Yeah, I want to invite everyone who may know me and from different circumstances or former. I've had a few former jobs and professions, and if you're hearing my voice and want to be a part of that, I would be glad to meet your acquaintance again and to renew friendships. And this is just going to be a really relaxed time. You don't have to be afraid coming. Some people are a little bit afraid and shy coming in the doors of a church, but you don't have to do that. It's going to be down the basement, relaxed, sitting around table, having a little cup of tea maybe down there, and just a relaxed time.
So I'm talking to you, and I'm personally inviting you. That's right, you. You're listening to me right now, and I want to extend that invitation. Join us tonight as Kevin leads us in the New Testament survey for the next 8 weeks, 7 o'clock, Restoration Church, 1621 Valley View Road. Remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured. Give me the
word. Thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word with Pastor Jeff. For more faith-building messages and resources, visit us online at restorechurch.ca. Remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.
Give Me the Word, sponsored by NeoCon, for all your Poured Foundation needs. Call 969-1626.